Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Come on, everybody.
is true, our God. Every word of worship on one accord. Come on, shout, everybody. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory, hallelujah, because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Don't you know that every praise belongs to him? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on and shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody, make a joyful shout to the Lord. All you lands, amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving right now, and into his courts with praise, because every praise is to our God. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Come on, let's try to remind him. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we are so worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, you're worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Brother God, for keeping us, saving us, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us all day yesterday, through the day, and even right now, God. We say thank you, Lord, but yesterday we thank you. We come to praise you. We come, oh God, giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, so there's no one greater than you, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 everybody, to the show. Hallelujah. Here Thursday, July 1st, 2021. We thank God for the new day, the new hour, the new time. Hallelujah, that we can come together. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Hallelujah. When God do it. Amen. When God do it. We're not talking about that, but when God do it. Hallelujah. It looks like God did it. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Come on and shout with me. Come on, Sister Connie. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
My heart is heavy. My heart is very heavy today. Got bad news on yesterday. My best friend, B, of 40 years, has just found out she has cancer, pancreatic cancer. She's in the hospital, and she's real close to God. And she's very upbeat. She's not depressed about it. She's not unhappy. You know, she's handling it very, very, very well, the news itself. I'm the one that's pitiful. But I try to be upbeat when I'm talking to her. But I've been teary all day today. Every time I think about her, I get teary. I just continue to ask God to continue to uplift her and give her.
Yeah,
she's going to start her injections, chemo injections on Wednesday. So I don't know. That pancreatic is a serious one. But God has the last say. God has the last say.
Yes. God has the final say in it all, and I give you words of encouragement and trust in God. One thing is that, hallelujah, higher, if you quote Oshanaba, one thing is that we got to trust God in every situation, no matter what it is or what it looked like. And we know for us, when we have someone we love dearly and to be strong in the Lord, we have to get in the Word of God and trust God and stand on it. And don't break down, Miss Connie, just to trust God and rejoice in all the time that we have here together. Everyone that's on the line today, just thank Thanking God for the time that we have here together, amen, and enjoying every moment together, and pray and trust God for the outcome, because God does have the final say. I do have a friend of mine, and I know who you're talking about. I saw this this past month at the show, right? We're talking about the same woman,
yes,
right? She was coming with you to the show, so I know exactly who you're talking about, yes. And so we just thank God for her, for our sister, for our friend, loved one. And Lord, right now we lift her up, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you work a miracle in her, Lord God. Lord, we know, Father God, that you're able to do all things, Father God, but fail. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you release your healing virtue, Lord God. Lord God, we ask right now that a miracle be working in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let her receive a miracle of healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let peace come to be sealed, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen your daughter, Sister Connie, Lord God, that you will strengthen her right now to be there, Lord God, to be that support, Lord God, to speak your word. For we know, Lord God, if the spirit man is strong, he will sustain the body. So we speak to the spirit of the woman right now to be strong in the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you've heard our prayers and you've answered, Lord God. We thank you that you're with your daughter even right now, Father God, that you're already working it out. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. And we leave it all over you, Lord. We give it all over to you right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. May peace come over you right now, the peace of the Lord, the peace that surpasses all understanding. May you trust God. Amen. Even right now when we're going through this, trusting God. Hallelujah. And resting and not worrying yourself, because there's nothing that you can do but pray and trust God for calm. Amen. I have a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Sister Connie. I don't know if you ever met her. You probably heard me say her name before, Valencia, who's dealing with a lot right now herself. So I know it is when a friend is going through. But the best thing that we can do for our close friend and loved ones, just like her sisters, is to be strong for them and pray. And pray and be there and be strong. Sing and pray and be there. Amen. And that's going to help. That's the spirit of that person that will sustain the body. We don't worry about what the doctor say. Yes, we understand the doctor is a doctor for a reason, but God is a healer, and God has the final say. And we just rejoice in every moment that we have here, amen, that we have with them, and that they have with us, because any time, it can be any of our time, nobody is going to be here forever. And it's like to bring down the mode or the mood. It's just being honest that if we look at it and say we just going to enjoy the time that we have together and pray for one another and strengthen one another in our time of need. But we know, because she is a woman of God, you know, God has a plan for all of us, and we know that the plan that God has for us is the greatest plan that we can ever have for ourselves. So we just thank God for our sister, knowing that God has already worked it out and that she is comfortable and that she is at peace and God is taking care of her. So we call right now in the name of Jesus Christ all of God's anointed doctors and medical staff to see about her at this time in the name of Jesus Christ. And that we cancel every assignment of the wicked one, Satan and his agents concerning her. We remove her name after every list that the enemy has to destroy her, to take her right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over her right now, and we decree and declare victory. Amen. Victory, victory, amen. Victory. And it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Sister Connie. Hallelujah. God keep you. Trust God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome everybody to the shout. Hallelujah. Come on, let me hear your shout today. Come on. Evangelist Kim, the Reverend, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. And shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I just want to give off of a praise. I'm glad you played that song. Every praise is to our God, because our God is sovereign. Our God is mighty. Our God is a God that never fails. Our God can help us through any situation. Just like Connie's best friend, your best friend, God can pull them through and have a doctor scratching their head, because he's just that powerful.
Jesus.
And I just thank God, because I've seen him perform miracle after miracle after miracle, and he's still a miracle worker. And I love him.
Yes,
I give him all the praise, all the glory.
Yes,
I got
Lord.
Up. I wasn't feeling my best, but you know what? I praised my way through, because I remember he said he's going to be replacing the pain with praise. And that's what I did. I just started praising his name and saying, thank you, God. And the pain just
thank
started
you.
going away. And I said, I'm going to be on the shop today, and I'm going to give God the glory. So I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for you, mighty woman of God, that God continues to just provide for you everything you need, because you're mighty, you're obedient, and you're a great example for us women. So I love you, and I love everyone that's on this line. And the most of all, I love our mighty God. Amen.
Mighty God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. We serve a mighty God. I want you to say, all sovereign God. We serve the one creator of all things, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the author and the finisher. Amen. Hallelujah. That's nothing that he cannot do. He created all things. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows the ins and the outs of us. There's nothing that God Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is willing to do it for you. He's willing to do it for our children, our friends, our loved ones. He is willing, but will you trust him? Will you stand and tell you when everybody else gets outside of a place of faith and believing, will you stand and say, I'm going to trust him? Though you're saying it, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to still praise him. Hallelujah. Will you give him every praise? I just praise when it's good. But will you praise him in the midst of a storm? Will you trust him when the fire is on your back that you won't be burned? Will you trust him? Hallelujah. When your husband get electrocuted, amen. Hallelujah. You're starting to know that God is still able. When man said it can't be and it won't be, when God would not give a percentage of how it's supposed to turn out, but God has another way for it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 When you trust God in the midst of it all. Will you trust him? It's about what you believe. The that you believe, you trust in what you believe. Amen. Hallelujah. When you trust and believe in that you cannot see, when you truly walk according to Scripture, when you walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so much that we're dealing with, but I want you to know that we are the children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He will not withhold that one good thing from us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for your evangelist. Give me reference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to see you, good women. Or beautiful women of God. And I say good because God is good. And it's the Bible says anything that God created, all good things coming from the Lord. Amen. And if you got God in you, then you good. You got good in you because you got God in you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank God. Hallelujah. How many know that God is able? Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Come on, cousin Ben Miguel. Come on, open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, good evening, everyone. To God be the glory. The praise is to our God. I am just so humbly grateful and thankful. I thank God for Jesus, and I know that he loves me. And I thank him for that Holy Spirit that has been guiding me with my mom since her last fall, guiding me, telling me how to do it, when to do it, how to do it. I just thank God for Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. I love him.
Amen.
I can't praise him enough. I cannot praise him enough. But, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Say hallelujah,
Lord,
my friend. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. A.G. Rukinay, God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Ben again, God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you, guide you, direct you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's good to hear your all voice here on the shout. I know it's been a minute here, and God is moving mighty. I'll tell you something. When God moves mighty, because that's the only way God moves, he moves mighty. Amen. Do we know God to move any other kind of way? He moves mighty. So I pray that God will continue to move mighty in everyone's life that's on the line today. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you all. Amen. It is such, I am so happy you are. I'm so grateful in the place of gratefulness. Amen. And that God is just doing what he said he would do. How many know that God would do what he said he would do? Amen. But you got to understand that it's already done. Hallelujah. It is finished. When Jesus came, he did it all on the cross, and he said, it is finished. It is finished. Amen. Come on, Sister Dilla. Come on, Mama. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good evening, everybody. Glory, hallelujah.
Good evening.
I'm doing good. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning with a brand new grace and mercy today.
Amen.
Because he didn't have to, but I'm glad he did. He woke my family up, too. I'm glad he did that, too, because no bad news. And the Lord continued with the healing that he's doing to me. I'm glad about that, too. I like the song, that every praise is to our God. And as that song was playing, I was just happy and clapping my hands. Because it's so true. Every praise is to our God. All come together.
Yes, Lord.
We're one of a part. Every day is to our God. I just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
him enough.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, amen. God bless you, God keep you, amen. Every praise is to our God. And my Lord, my God, let me tell you, praise confuses the enemy. Let me tell you something. Praise breaks yokes and hallelujah, strongholds and soul ties and trains of the enemy. Praise, I'm telling you something. When you praise, hallelujah, your praise goes forward. Amen. When they hear your praise, amen, the enemy starts to fear, amen. Hallelujah, God, your praise. Hallelujah. Whenever you're going through something, you should just praise God in the midst of it all and watch what happens. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank God. I want to pray you all. Amen. I have a few things because, you know, here since we're here on Thursdays, we're here from 6 to 7. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the new set times. God is doing a new thing, and I'm trusting God in the new for the new. Amen. Step by step all the way. I'm trusting God. Hallelujah. Even the things that you cannot see, but if you trust God for it. I was telling a young lady today, we were having deliverance service. I said, first, you got to believe. And once you get, when you get to the point that you are believing, now you, because you believe, now you begin to expect that you're believing God to do, that you're trusting God to do. Now you're expecting to see that you're believing and trusting God to do. Don't just stay at believing. Now is the next step. Expect. Believe and expect. What is that? Expecting to receive what you're trusting God to do. Because if you just stand up believing, hallelujah, how are you really truly believing if you're not expecting something to happen? If you're not expecting to receive that you've asked God to do for you in your life. Amen. So we just thank our Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now. Hallelujah. Or in the future to us, to our family members, our friends, our loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim victory right now and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. According to Ephesians 6:10-12, amen, we claim our victory on today, amen, and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things. Then we declare, according to Joel 22, verse 27-28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you that sickness has no part of us, disease, viruses has no part of us, but we are healed and we are delivered and suffering in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. What I wanted to say today, you all, I want to go over a few things, you all, and I'm going to open up the line if you have anything that you want to say. Amen. Hallelujah, because like I said, we're here on a different time than we were before. Though we're at 6, but we have more time together because we're only here one day out of the week on the shout. Amen. I want you to understand that there's a soft answer. Has anyone ever asked you something, amen, and you answered them back rudely with an attitude, a nasty, or they did vice versa to you? The Bible says in John 1:46, you all, hallelujah, Nathaniel sneered in Nazareth. What good thing could ever come from Nazareth? Philip answered, come and let's find out. See, as Jesus' beloved bride, you all, it's important to dispense his presence into every situation, especially that, hallelujah, especially those that are filled with animosity. How we respond when people voice their ignorance is vital to their breakthrough. See, an answer that demonstrates grace and tenderness has the ability to draw people to Jesus. See, instead of putting up walls and rejecting those who have encountered, hallelujah, the Lord, let's lead them to discover, hallelujah, they have not encountered the Lord, you all, let's lead them to discover his every present reality. See, when we choose not to get defensive, even when they sneer and mock, it keeps us open to hearing God's heart. Amen. See, it's also, you all, alleviates tension and it helps soothe their troubled soul. Compassion, you all, inspires us to reply to their intellectual questions like Philip did, leading them to the one who knows exactly what they need. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I know sometimes there's things that people say and do, and sometimes you just want to cut them off. Sometimes you don't have a good thing to say about them. Sometimes you respond in a negative way, the way that they are, hallelujah, the way that they are speaking, the way that they're delivering, whatever it is that they're trying to say. But because we are women of God, because we are God's children, we ought to respond to them. And then what a false answer. Amen. I know sometimes it's hard, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus. We, hallelujah, we can come out of that that place of getting upset, and we can have a heart of compassion because of the ignorance of that person. We don't have to call them ignorant. We don't have to call them stupid or dumb. All we got to do is say, come, let me show you. Maybe you don't understand, but I want to show you. You see, because I love you, hallelujah, but can we do that? It is so important as men and women of God that we are given a soft answer, because it might be the breakthrough. We're not to cut them off, push them aside, but to help them and give them a soft answer, because it may be the very thing, and I said again, that may get them to come into Christ. When they see, they know that they talk to you crazy, and they talk, you know, any kind of way to you, but you still loved on them and you still invited them in, that may be their breakthrough to say, you know what? Why are you taking your time out with me? Why are you wasting your time with me? Why are you showing me love? And you're telling me because you're worth it. Jesus loves you, and I love you too. So that right there in that moment, because they're used to people cutting them off. They're used to people turning away from them. They're used to people rejecting them or what, saying all kind of things. They're waiting for that. They're already waiting for the sword. They're already waiting for you to come. They're already waiting for the bad. But when you give them good, the Bible says we do good for evil, not evil for evil. We do good for we don't do what they do. We do what God tells us to do, to love them right where they are. Amen. Hallelujah. We just ask God, we just ask you, Jesus, Lord Jesus, right now. We want to represent you well and live above reproach. When people have lost the hardness of their hearts, help us to respond with compassion and power. May we always speak the truth in love and release your fragrance into every situation. Let our words refresh the souls of the weary and our actions convey your mercy. Hallelujah to your name, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. I'm going to ask a question, if you will. Come on, help me here on the shout today. Amen. Have you ever been that person, or that ever happened to you? I want to know, because we can help somebody today. Amen. How did you respond? Or were you the one with the negative word? And after you said it, how do you think you made the other person feel? Or how did they make you feel? And if you're able to overcome their situation, what was the outcome? Can you help me today and press one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just one somebody. Amen, Sister Connie. God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Connie.
Yeah. You really hit home, because it just happened to me last Monday.
Mm.
And I had a management was upset. It was one of those rainy mornings, a lot of people call in on Monday. And I guess she was overwhelmed because they got different hours for the management and her help. They come in staggered time, and she was by herself. And I guess, I don't know, but she started, she was howling and screaming over something. My bus driver had picked up a little boy on Bizinet, and we dropped him off at the school. He's a little deaf boy. But the bottom line is, she was howling and screaming. He called in, so she's already pissed. Then she calls me to the window, which is in our day room where all the employees drink coffee and wait to go. And she's howling and screaming. Now, the whole break room then got quiet because, you know, they're trying to hear what's going on. And she's beating on this paper, threatening me with my job to the top of her lungs. You're going to get fired. He's going to get fired. Neither one of y'all going to have. Oh, she was just on and on and on. And I just looked at her and I said, look, they didn't train me to tell the bus driver what to do. They taught me how to be in training. But she was saying, didn't you learn that? No, I did not learn what the rules are for the bus driver. I learned what the rules are for me as an attendant. When he puts the child on the board, on the bus, it's my job to take care of him. I said, as far as who he pick up, when he pick up, I don't know nothing about it. And then she told me she used the word tattle. I hadn't heard tattle since I was in elementary. Now, you know how old I am. I ain't heard that tattle. And she's telling, you're supposed to tattle on him. Anything he does is not on this sheet. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, tattle. I looked at her. I said, did you? And I just turned and I just said, and she kept going. She wouldn't let me get a word in. So I had to introduce her to the back of my head. And I just went over there and I sat down. Now I got people running up to me talking about, Miss Connie, well, what did you do? I said, I really don't know for sure. I said, but I did not like the way she made me feel in front of my coworkers.
Jesus.
And she had an issue calmed me around, and I could have came on inside the office, and you could have took me into your little office and explained to me what it is you're so upset about. Or you could have told my supervisor, who would have told me that I did something wrong. And then when the water all boiled out of the pot, the driver was right. The system, for some reason, changed the little boy's address to the old address. But he knew to pick him up at the new address. And then had been picking him up since April, the new address. So I don't know why the system had a glitch. And she's hollering and screaming. And then she made us, so we told us we could not pick that boy up. So we could not get him that morning. I'm trying to explain to his mother, and there's a language barrier because she's Spanish. And I'm trying to make her understand that we can't get him. She don't understand why we can't come get him. And about her address change, she already done an address change, and on and on and on. So we couldn't get him. So when we went back that afternoon to pick up the rest of the kids, he was in the crowd. And they came up there, the bus administrator put him on the bus and said, you can only drop him at the old address on Hillcroft. Now, this lady lives across the street from Sharpstown High School. She had to get on a bus and go all the way down to Hillcroft, get on another bus, go down further on here. She went down Bizonette on one bus, got off that bus, got on the Hillcroft bus to go down to the old apartment complex and stand in front of there just to receive her son because they would not let us drop him. This woman would not let us drop him at his house.
Jesus.
So I had to call, you know, I'm from the north. And I had to call my union steward because she was threatening my livelihood. You ain't going to have no job. And all this, she was, you know, on and on. So I said, I told her what happened, and she said that was not acceptable. And I ended up with a meeting with her boss. He wanted to know what happened, and I explained it to him, and I told him what happened and how this lady had to go all the way down two buses just to get her son in the rain at the old address, and he said, do what? And then he researched it, had another meeting with me the following day and said, Miss Connie, well, before he researched it, that's not acceptable, and I can't have my management talking down to people like that in front of everybody. If they had an issue, he should have brought you in. But the issue wasn't me. It turned out it was on them, the management. Whatever, but anyway, so he said that, why did I not come to him? I said, I'm from the north, and we use union, and when I pay my union dues and somebody threatens my livelihood, that's who I go to first.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but if you ask me, can I not come to him first next time? I said, sure, I don't have no problems doing that, but I didn't know him. He's new to the building, so, you know, I just went to my union steward, but he told me that same day to when we get to the school to pick the boy up and take him to his house and text the mom and let the mom know stay home, we're bringing the boy to her.
Jesus.
So he fixed it immediately in the system. He called his clerks in and asked them what happened to the address and all this kind of stuff, and I explained to him that my bus driver had said him and another bus driver, Mr. Scott, had been picking this boy up at that address since the 1st of April. So why it changed back to the old address, I don't understand, because it was on the route sheet, the new address.
Jesus.
But
well, we know
the glitch.
We know that, yes. We know that, you know, words are powerful, and how we deliver those words or even powerful, what's behind the word, if it's hate, you know, to cause a person to feel fear, or whatever it is, words are powerful in itself, and how we deliver those words is important. And that's why today, as we're talking about, you know, a soft answer, soft response, or even how you deliver it yourself, or how that person delivers, how it makes person feel. So when she was accusing you, the words that she was using and the tone that she was using was causing you to feel a certain type of way. It was causing me to feel not comfortable. It's causing you to feel, it could have been upsetting, you know, very upsetting. It could have caused you to come out of character. It could have caused you to do something that you normally wouldn't do. So we have to understand how powerful words are. Go ahead.
Right. Now, that's why I know that I'm making positive moves in my life, because the old Connie would have checked her. I'm from Chicago. I would have checked her. That's the old Connie.
Jesus.
But I did not. I did not stoop to that. I did not check her. I didn't, you know, I just put the ink pen on her.
Yes,
then
Lord.
He put her phone in there, and she was saying, I don't remember that. I said, oh, you don't remember how you screaming at me to the top of your lungs? Well, I remember having a conversation with you, but I don't recall screaming and hollering. I said, do you want me to start bringing some witnesses up in here? Is that what you want? You want me to call the whole break room to come up in here?
Jesus.
Because they heard you. Oh, well, I didn't. If I sound harsh, I didn't mean to sound harsh, because I wasn't being harsh. I said, yes, you were. I told her that in front of her boss. Yes, you were. You were very harsh and very disrespectful. I said, I said, I'm not one of these little young kids. I said, I've heard you raise your voice to others, but that's not none of my business. But when you raise your voice to me, I want the same respect I give you back. That's all I'm asking from you.
Sir.
I don't want nothing. I just want the same respect. That's all.
Yes, Lord. Well, Miss Connie, we thank God that God is in you and God is with you. Amen. That you didn't go off and you didn't give her some of the words that she may have, others may have thought she deserved, but to sometimes just to walk away, you all, where we don't have, we can't say anything nice to say or say just God bless you or put your hand up and walk away. You know, sometimes we just have to walk away from a situation, but let there not be us in that situation where we are not, you know, handling people with kindness, because we know the power of words. Life and death is in the tongue. For someone else, it could have been something that could have went a whole nother way. But we thank God that at that time that you allow the Holy Spirit that's in you to tell you to turn and walk away, amen, and handle the way that you're supposed to. So God bless you, Sister Connie. Thank you so much for sharing what happened with you to others here on the line that may experience it or have experienced it, or maybe may happen in their life, that they know, you know what, just walk away. You don't have to fight evil with evil, amen, or walk away from it and do what you're supposed to do and stand your ground and be that woman or that man of God in the time when the enemy, because what was happening, she was allowing the enemy to use her. And sometimes what they'll do is try to recruit you to start acting out with them to transfer their spirit, but you have a power. I want to say, not today. Baby, not today, and walk away. Amen. God bless you, Sister Connie. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know I had an incident here. I know Ben just came and pressed me in. We thank God. Hallelujah. And God is with me. I'm telling you, I was going into Walmart, and I wouldn't, you know, you already not feeling it well, and I was just trying to get a wipe to wipe the basket, and there was a little bit more room for the lady to go by, and she waited and looked at me, and I said, oh, excuse me, Grace. And I, oh, yeah. And I was like, for some reason, that day, I had a mask on my face. I was like, let me put a mask on when I go in here. And I was talking to my friend. I said, well, thank God I had this mask on. I said, because the enemy was really using this woman. And I said, oh, excuse me, I'm going ahead. And I was just thinking to myself, Lord, thank you that you had me cover myself, you know, because I could tell she was trying to start up something, but I thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Evangelist Kim. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I was just going to say something. It's not similar to Sister Connie, but that's how she said she handled it. Sometimes, you know, when people are coming at you, I've had that too, where people come at you a certain way, and I'm just be honest, my flesh be wanting to rise up. I'll be wanting to get back with them. But I have to be reminded, and I'm not going to say it worked every time, but it's been working lately. Hello?
Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I thought I had hung up. I'm sorry. But I just hurry up and just, you know, lift up a quick prayer, like, God, take care of this or something. I'll try to make sure my mind is on God, because if I don't, I know that flesh will rise up. So that's how I've been handling it, you know, and that's so true. A kind word can turn away wrath, but I just want to just remind us, just put God in it, you know, just even if you have to say, you know what, God bless you. You might be going through something, you know, but God bless you, know, and get it out for you and put their mind on God. And I know one thing, the demon going to either flee or it's going to, you know, I don't know about that. You know, it's going to switch the whole thing around. Put God in it. So I thank God for that. Amen.
Oh, we thank God for you. Thank you so much for sharing that. It is so true, you all. You know, don't be quick to get angry, because some of us are quick to anger, and we will forget that we are saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will free. So we gotta be able to say, you know what, my brother, my sister, God bless you, God keep you, you know, and have to be able to walk away from a situation and love them right where they are. I understand you must be going through something. Isn't it many times that I have to say, you know what, and my mind may say something else, but in my mouth saying, you know what, no, keeping my mind stayed on Jesus to be able to change that situation around for the good and say, oh, you must not be having a good day. God bless you. I hope everything worked out for you. You know, they could be going off, and if let them go off, but don't let them recruit you in to acting out the way that they are. But love people right the way they are. Sometimes they meet them. They'll even come back later and say, you know what, I want to apologize to you because I was real ugly to you. I shouldn't have said that. I was going through a lot. But, you know, you could have knocked me out, but I thank you for just loving on me and, you know, and just asking me if I was okay. And it takes them alone. They say, you know what, I know you're a man of God, a woman of God, because if that would have been me, if I was you, if the roles reversed, it wouldn't have been the same outcome. So I thank you. And you find, and you know, you find you have somebody, have a friend or someone that's looking for you, that example, they're saying, oh, I want to be like Sister Kynie. I want to be like Evangelist Kim. You know, I want to be like, you know, Sister Brenda, you know, because, man, that's a beautiful woman of God. I was this, and they tell the story how they met you and how y'all got into it and how you just loved on them and, you know, you saw the good in them, you know, so it's so important, you all, for so many people, because they're so used to, you know, people being evil and with them. Amen. So, you all, before we get here, I just want to say, I want you to understand that we are children of God. You are a child of God. Amen. And I want to pray this prayer, and I want to give you all this a little bit of word here before we get off, and I just thank God for everyone. I thank you for your obedience, you all being on here today at this new time. Amen. I want you all to continue to lift up my husband, Pastor Doris. Amen. In his healing and restoration, it is a process, and I want you to speak over yourself and you trust God. Amen. You got to see yourself out. You got to see it. Amen, before you see it. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for creating us in your image. Before we was conceived, you knew us, oh God, and we thank you. You formed us in our mother's womb and brought us into this world when you was pleased to do so. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for sending your son, Jesus. You gave up everything in order to gain our love. By faith, we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We are no longer slaves to sin or separated from you. Amen. You have been reconciled with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are the perfect Father. Thank you for lavishing your love on us. You are our protector and our provider. Every good gift comes from your hand, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. You have given us a hope and a future, and we are secure in your loving arms. Amen. We declare that we are children of the Most High God, and as for us and our house, we will serve the Lord at all times. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. I have a question for you all here on the line today. Those that have called in, those that have logged on to your computer or your phone, I want to ask you this question. Do you know who you are? One of the biggest challenges we face in this crazy, mixed-up world is answering the question, who am I? Who am I? For some of us, discovering who we are means discovering our destiny. For others, it's about trying to figure out our place in the world and to feel significant. We struggle to believe we matter, which can cause us to feel completely unworthy. We wonder how God can love us and want to provide for us. Amen. And when we don't understand that, it makes everything else we face in life that much harder. The most fundamental thing we need to know is that no matter what we've done, God God is still faithful and he is good. God loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves you. And I say that again. God loves you. Hallelujah. It's pursuing you right now. It still has a purpose for your life. Even if you messed up. And then when we struggle, even when, hallelujah, we turn, hallelujah, turn back, hallelujah, to him, he is still faithful. Even when we go our way and we come back, he is still faithful to love us. Amen. See, there are three things God wants us to be confident of, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Amen. So that we can live out our unique purpose. See, God is good even when our circumstances are not good. God is a great God and has all the power and resources we would ever need. Amen. God is greater than the enemy, and he gives us the power to overcome the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I mean, he is an amazing God. Amen. God is good. He is great, and he is greater. I mean, as 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. See, he gives us all the love we will ever need to face every challenge or opportunity we might encounter. Amen. He is so big, we can't completely comprehend all of his attributes. He knows us intimately down to our smallest details. God knows everything we've done, and he still loves us. Amen. Knowing this lays the foundation for a fresh encounter with God. Amen. We see many examples in the Bible of men and women who had encounters with God. See, one of the most powerful is Moses. He wasn't perfect. In fact, he got in a fight, lost his temper, and killed a man. And as a result, he lived as a fugitive in the desert for 40 years. See, it appears that Moses even struggled with insecurity, but God revealed himself to Moses in an incredible phenomenon. Amen. See, while in the desert, Moses encountered a bush that was fire, but not consumed. It was on fire, y'all, but it was not consumed. And this is where we see God speak to him. Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harsh the Egyptians abused them. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people, Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses protested to God, who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? And God answered, I will be with you. And this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you, hallelujah, when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship at this very mountain. And we look in the book of Exodus 3:9-12. Amen. Instead of accepting this amazing assignment, Moses made excuses. He said, I am not good enough. I don't have all the answers. People won't believe me. I'm a terrible public speaker. I'm not qualified. Yet God still chose Moses. Thought him, hallelujah. God still chose Moses like he chooses us today. God still chose Moses, not based on what Moses thought of himself, but based on what God could do. Amen. Despite Moses' fears, God's plan was for Moses to go to Pharaoh, demand the release of God's people, and lead them out of slavery and out of Egypt. Amen. See, we need a fresh encounter with God. How many of us need a fresh encounter with God today? Amen. Hallelujah. When you say it today, if that is you, do you need a fresh encounter today? Say, I need a fresh encounter today, oh God. Right now, see, God designed all of us to have a personal relationship with him and to encounter him just as Moses did. Now, you're probably not going to see a burning bush, but the experience will be just as personal for you as it was for Moses. See, when we experience a fresh encounter with God, it changes everything. It changes our thoughts about ourselves. That's what happened with Moses, too, amen? When God spoke to him on the mountain, Moses saw himself as an inadequate, unable to be used and to set the people free of Israel. Amen. But after the encounter, although Moses still had doubts, he saw himself as capable of going before Pharaoh and telling him to let God's people go. After spending time with God, Moses had confidence not in himself, but in the great I am who would be with him. Hallelujah. Moses encountered with I am, changed the way he saw himself, and it allowed him to live out God's purpose for him. It's like, see, God wants to do the same thing for you. He wants to do the same thing for me. He wants to do the same thing for those that believe in him. He wants to reveal himself to you in a personal way so you can discover how he sees you and what he has called you to do. When you have an encounter with the great I am, you will discover who you are. Amen. See, in God's presence, as we see who he is, we begin to realize who we are. We are loved, forgiven, redeemed, and called. Amen. We understand who we are by understanding who created
created us. It's also what helps us live out what God has called us to do and make a difference with our lives. Amen. And then others will see our lives. And then they will want to change. Amen. Because they see the God that's in us, that is operating in us. That they will say, I know. I perceive that to be a woman of God. I perceive her to be a woman of God. I perceive him to be a man of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Come on and shout somebody. Glory. Hallelujah. See, God is still the great I am. Think for a minute about the incredible encounter Moses had with God at the burning bush. That's what God gave Moses an assignment that was bigger than anything Moses had ever considered before. It's what God told Moses that he was going to use him to set his people free from slavery in Egypt. God wants to use you to and do something in your life that is bigger than you can ever imagine. He is omnipotent, omnipresent. Amen. And he is pursuing you right now. Just as you are, just as he did Moses, amen. He cares enough about each of us to give us a unique experience reflective of our personal relationship with him. So though we should encounter God, our goal should not be to seek a specific experience. All we need to do is seek God. So when we seek God, the experience will follow. Amen? Hallelujah to your name, God. God is greater than our obstacles. It doesn't matter what you're facing or going through. Hallelujah. If you trust God, know that you're coming out in a wealthy place. Know that you're coming out healed. Know that you're coming out delivered and set free. See, the people of Israel face many obstacles. Most of us can't even imagine. Slavery looked like it truly looked impossible. Also, could to overcome for them, but God was working to bring a solution before Moses. He even knew he had a problem. Amen. See, the same is true for you, true for me. The same is true for us. God has a special plan for you, and he is capable of removing any obstacle that stands between you and his purpose for your life. No matter what obstacle you are. You may be facing. God is already working on the solution. Rather than focusing on how big your problem is, focus on how big God is and trust his plans and promises for your life. God is greater than our insecurities, you all. The Israelites have been oppressed as slaves of the Egyptians for over 200 years. Then God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. He spoke to him. He told him his name and gave him an assignment. See, Moses had to overcome excuses, speaking publicly or going up to Pharaoh and telling him to let all his slaves go free. But God was patient with Moses and proved himself to be greater than those fears. See, when Moses finally listened to God, he was able to overcome the fear and set God's people free. God will do the same for you if you turn to him when you feel afraid about what you face in life. God is greater than our needs. The people of Israel faced a long journey after being set free from Egypt as they made their way through the desert. They faced many challenges in getting to the promised land. They set up their own idols and worshiped them. They weren't willing to trust God to meet their needs and had a plan B in case Jehovah God didn't work out. See, each time they faced a new challenge, a new need, they forgot how God had provided for them through the last one. Amen. Is that you today? Even though they repeatedly turned their backs on him, he remained faithful to them and kept his promises. God keeps his promises to us as well. Y'all want you to understand that, but we need to seek him first, not second, not third, and last. Hallelujah. In the book of Philippians, it says, My God shall supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:10. He is sufficient to meet all of our needs, but we have to trust him to be enough for us. You all, God is greater than our problems. And I wrap up here. After escaping Egypt, you all, the Israelites found themselves in a seemingly impossible situation with the Egyptians, with the army of the Egyptians. They were pursuing them hotly. They were pursuing them hotly, and it was big, and it was a broad sea spreading in front of them. This was only the first of many problems they would face on the journey, but God made a way through each of them. Amen. God made a way. So one of the greatest things about God, you all, is that when we feel as if we are up against a brick wall, he can make a way when we feel there is no way. He is greater than any problem we will face because he sees and he knows the way. If you ever felt dissatisfied
lost, unfocused, uncertain about who you can trust. Amen. You ever felt powerless, spiritually dry, or disconnected? The answer you seek is in encountering the great I am. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. God bless you. Understand and know that he's the bread of the life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection of life, the way, the truth, and the life, the vine, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May God continue to bless you. May God keep you. May God strengthen you. Amen. Will you turn to God? Amen. Before you turn to anyone else, turn to God because he is able. He is able. I thank you all again for being here today here on the show. We'll be back next Thursday at the same time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time here on the show. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. I thank God for you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be, hallelujah. I bless you to have an encounter, hallelujah, encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we come together that we say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I love you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Gold mansion, just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living